Hello.
Good day to you, John. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Very good, sir. Thank you so much for asking. It's been a long time.
It has been a while, you're on the top. I really want to do the website. I want to get the website started. It's one of the things that I'm having a problem with, just not on the website side of it, is just that the financing isn't coming in all at once. It's coming in increments, and there's certain things I have to do to be able to run my business that are taking precedent. So as of right now, it's not at that stage yet for me,
Well, if the budget is the problem, of course we can talk about it, but as far as the web hosting and the whole website is concerned, I sent you an email like a few months ago. Did you get a chance to read that email, or you want me to resend it again?
You probably resend that one again. I think I looked at it, but just reference it, and then I'll be able to know if I read over it,
All right, sure. Can you open up your computer? Let me send that right now.
Yeah. Because for the most part, it's not even if you could start and I pay later, I don't know if that's what you want to do. I know there's a certain percent down, you know what I mean?
Don't worry about it. Usually we charge like totally upfront, but for you, like as I've been talking to you for past 3 months, and it's been four, I guess. So for
Yeah.
that, I'll definitely give you a payment plan by which you can put down like 40-50%, and rest can be done once you have the enough funds, and we'll start working on your project right after this call today. How about that?
Well, yeah, I don't, that's where the funding problem is right now, because
Don't worry
I
about it.
have 30. Well, what here? Here's the thing: is I have $35,000 coming in, but that's going to be used to remodel the space that I'm going into. The next batch could be a month away. That's what I would use to do the website and get a couple of the other things, because my first batch went. Of money that I got is going toward went to the computer, so I have. So it's a process. I wish it all would have worked out where the money came in all at one time, so then I could have had you guys starting on the website. But anyways, I'm opening up my computer right now.
Sure. Give me a
So.
second.
All right, it's open. So,
You see it now? I just sent it.
yeah, I'm opening my email. It's
Right.
comments. No. What was the email you sent it to?
That was Jay Berg, I guess. Hold on a second.
Okay, yeah. Okay, there it did. It just my phone got it before my computer did, so it beeped in my ear, and then it showed. It was funny, but okay.
Okay, cool.
Yep, here it is. As
Perfect.
we discussed below, I'm sharing some details on the package with you. Okay, here it is. All right.
So we
So
think that
I
we
got it in front of
discussed
me.
about the website is included in it, so there is absolutely nothing that you need to add into the future. But still,
Okay.
if you come up with any different functionality in future once you're developing the website, and if you ask us to add that thing, that can definitely be added to it. So feel free with that.
Okay. So it says which web hosting provider. What is that, GoDaddy, or is that not what a web hosting is? That's where you
Well,
buy the website, correct? What is web
no.
hosting
Web
exactly?
hosting is something that where your website is being stored, and all of the data, like the backend data that you have, and if you have like a good hosting, that can be stored on the backend. So without the hosting server,
Yeah.
your website cannot go live. So we also like provide like hosting servers, and usually people use different WordPress hosting server than Bluehost, and there are other hosting companies. They offer different plans, monthly based plans for hosting. So we can definitely go ahead and get you that.
So can I host my own website for my own server? Because I'm having a server for my business.
Absolutely. That would be wonderful.
So
if you have a dedicated
I believe that's
server.
What I'm Yeah, I'm going to be. What does something like that call? What does that consist of? I would have to ask because I'm running games off of a server that. But I'm just trying to think: would I have to upgrade the server to host a website? How much would the website take to operate?
Do you think? As your website is like a bigger website, it's an esports website, so you definitely need a VPS hosting or might be a dedicated hosting server. There are three types of hosting servers: VPS, and then shared, and the dedicated one. So VPS hosting is exclusive, and it is definitely highly optimized. And what you get in that, like 8 CPU cores, around like 8 GB of RAM, and around like 140 to like 200 GB of SSD storage. And, of course, it comes with the unlimited bandwidth if you go with that one. And you also get like free SSL into it, so your website will be 100% secured. And there is a monthly payment associated with it, like around like $60 to $70 a month, and you can purchase it for like 2 years or 3 years altogether. Then you can save like 60-40% on it. But that is like different. That is different from the website. But just to let you know,
yes, that's different. That's just hosting it. That's just hosting the website. What
correct.
Do you guys do? Do you guys host them or? Don't.
We do. Yeah, we do. We have our own host servers, but it's not going to cost you a lot. But as you said, that you have your own hosting server as well. If you want to host your site on your own hosting server, that would be great too.
Yeah, I probably would end up going that route because if it just takes me a couple upgrades on the server I'm already going to be using, then I'll probably just do that.
Okay.
Is assuming. Okay, so what's a jQuery slider? What is that?
The slider banner, like that can be uploaded onto the website, and on the banners, like we can upload like different promotions that you offer or whatever is going on to the website, so we can create a banner so that will be automatically sliding onto your main screen of the website. So it could be a couple seconds animated banner that will be uploaded onto the website.
Okay. Social media page designs. I have some of those. So that's included. So everything's going to look the same. So would you upgrade? Would you take the one I have and give it a facelift type of deal or
yes.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
If you don't have it, we redesign it. Or if you have it, so we can definitely work on it and make it more unique. And we'll update then on a daily basis as well, just like your website.
Okay. But so that's if I host with you, right? But if I don't host with you, how does that work?
No,
so what are the
That doesn't matter at all because if we have the access for the back end to the website and if you're maintaining that for you, so you don't have to provide us the hosting as well.
Okay.
So we can
you can manage the website, what fee does that entail?
Well, 2 years of free maintenance is already included in the price that we offered you already. But after that, we also offer like the CMS admin panel. With the help of that, you will be easily maintaining your website yourself because, of course, we offer the 100% ownership rights to the website. So you can easily manage it yourself. But still, if you want us to like take care of the maintenance, there will be a monthly charge for it that we will charge you for the maintenance, and that's going to be a couple hundred dollars.
Okay.
Only when you need the maintenance. For example, if you're not asking us for any updates for the month of July, then we won't be charging you anything in that month.
Yeah, and so that's what I was saying is There's a I work there's a wrestling organization that I'm part of, and I sort of oversee the website. And there's every year there's just like it's a fee. It's like $500, and that fee covers the use, and they let you do some of the modifications yourself, like registrations and all of that stuff. But if you call them to do anything, that stuff is covered under that fee. Do you have those? So you're saying you do have those type of fees, but I don't need to get them, or do I have to? If you guys build a website, do I have to? Is there fees associated? I know that if I use them or not, but what are the fees associated with it?
Well, there is
that are just monthly or yearly.
No, there are no monthly charges, no yearly charges associated with it at all. All you have to pay is just the cost that I've mentioned in the chat, in the email, and that is all.
Yeah.
And what we provide you in that complete development, complete designing and deployment of the website, we'll give you the final website, like a functional website.
Yeah.
And
that's it. Then I get the functional website, and then what I do with the website from there, either host it myself, have you guys host it, and then you guys will maintain it with that price for 2 years.
For 2 years, correct. You got it.
Okay. So basically, if I have any problems or like
any
remove the banner, you guys will fix it.
Right. If you need,
for instance,
sort of
I'm just using that as an example. Like if I crash the website because I'm trying to upload a photo to it or whatever, then I need you guys to fix it for me. You would do that under for 2 years.
That's correct. And it's really fast. It could be done in like another 12 hours, like depending on like what sort of updates that you want.
No, I get it. So that's what I was just trying to check here. So the final, the discounted cost one time is $31.95. That's what we're looking at, right?
Yeah, that is the exact same price that I offered you like 4 months ago. I kept that.
Yeah. Nope. I get it. It's not the price, buddy. It's. I wish it was the price, sort of, because I really want to be at the website stage of my business process here. It's just going so slow. I was supposed to open in March, so this isn't going very fast. And you know, there's
so, like,
a lot
I
of
think...
people who.
So, like, I think, like, the discounted cost for this whole project for the website is really affordable. But as you said, that you won't be having enough funds to put down right now. But if I say, like, you can put down, like, 40 to 50% upfront, so we can actually get the project started. Because, you know, this is a big website that might take another month or two to finish. Like, I'll be very upfront with you. Because if someone says that we can design the website in 2 weeks, no, that's not possible. Because I know what's this project, and we had a detailed conversation on this project that what you want. So based on that provided information from your site, I think that we can finish the website in like a month or two. It cannot be finished in just like a few weeks, like 2-3 weeks. It's going to take up to 7 to 8 weeks to complete.
Okay. So, how about this? How about you? Yeah, I mean, I have to check my personal funds, because I got a business funds and then I have my personal funds. So to get it going, I would have to check my personal funds to see if I can even start. So if you, do you have this in like an invoice format that would say like 50% down or 40% down, and then completion of the website,
I'll mention this in my next email once we discuss, like once we finalize the payment that which you are paying right now. Once I finalize that from your site, so then I'm going to send you in another email that will mention that 40% or 50% that you're paying upfront, and how much is left from your site, and when you'll pay that, like after the website is functional, or once you approve the site, or you're happy with the work, and whenever you're ready to pay, you can pay that. Even the website is live, and if you don't have that funds with you, then we can still wait for a couple weeks more till you have your funds. So don't worry about it. Once we start working on the project, then it's up to you. Whenever you have the money, you can pay. So there's no push from either, not from the billing, even, or not from the team.
No, okay, okay. So, it would be probably tomorrow afternoon before I would be able to figure out what I can personally afford and make some budgeting decisions on that. So that's what I'm saying is, like, I do want to go forward with the website. I do want to use you guys. It's just that I can't financially strap my family either. So
yeah, don't worry about it. You have my words. Like, you can put down 50% and we'll get started. I'll get that project started for you.
Yeah, I understand that. So that's what I'm saying. What are you going to send me a bill where I send it in? Are you going to give me, like, I can't do the payment over the phone currently right now or any of that. That stuff I would have to.
I'll ask my billing to send you an invoice through that. You can pay online.
Okay. That's what I would do, and sort of a contract for what I'm getting, and that all that good stuff in there.
Well, you already have like what you're getting in writing in the email already, but you can just send me an email back to me that you approve what have been written on this email.
Yeah, I can, but it's like when you get a bill, right? Like, it says this is what I'm getting for this price.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's what
that
says,
but
I'm not. I don't have that, like an invoice, you know, like everybody I've worked with so far says 32 gaming chairs, $13,000. This is what you're getting for the $13,000. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. Once you receive the invoice from the billing, the package name will be mentioned in that.
Okay.
So don't worry about it.
Okay. Okay. All right. So what needs to take place now? So now I'm not really sure. So you're going to email me. What do you need from me today? What do we need to finalize?
Okay. Give me a second. So you have to pay like $1,597. That is 50% of the amount that has been decided with you. So you can put down $1,597 to me today. I'll ask my billing department to prepare an invoice and send it to you. Once you clear that payment, you will be connected with my team, and they will be sending you a questionnaire to fill out, and you have to fill that questionnaire for us because that will ask you a few questions about the websites and the requirements that you have for the website. So once you fill that information out, so based on that, my team will do some research, and they'll take a couple days from your site to make some research on it, and another couple days for designing the initial look of the website. So once the initial look is ready, so within 4 to 5 business days, you will receive that initial look of the website. So everything will be done step by step, and you will be the part of the project throughout. Even if you want to speak to the designer or the developer, I will give you a dedicated project manager as well who will be assisting you further, like after me, because I'm only the one who will be signing you up. And after that, I will be assigning this project to my team, and I'll give you one dedicated project manager who will be keeping you posted with the progress of the work.
Okay. So the project manager takes over, so you're more of the sales side of it?
Yes. I lead the sales team here.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, once I get that invoice or the bill from your invoice team, then I pay, and then I get in contact with the rest of the group.
Yes.
Okay. So are you going to send that today, tomorrow, like in the morning, tomorrow? How soon does that come? Because I probably won't be able to make a decision on that 50%. I mean, I want to move forward, but I also have to make sure that this is something I need to do right now for my overall business, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's no problem. So, I'll ask my billing to send me the invoice right now, and I'll personally share the invoice with you and the attached billing link for the payment. So you can simply click on that link and pay the amount later today. If that's today, and that would be awesome because I can schedule a team meeting with you. And once you do that, we'll get back to you, and you can let me know that you have paid, and my team will get in touch with you. and they'll guide you about the next steps.
All right. So send that invoice, and then we'll move forward from there.
Yeah, sure. Give me an hour or like 30 minutes. I'll speak with the billing.
Well, I'm probably not going to be able to. I'm probably not going to be able to pay today. I have to look at it, and I have to look at my personal finances to see, because I won't be doing it today. It'll be sometime tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. What I'm saying is, just give me an hour to send you that email, because I need to.
Okay. That's cool, because I got children's conferences that I'm going to tonight, so I just want to make sure we're going to the next step now is all I'm really trying to do here, because you've been diligently calling me, and I've been blowing you off and putting it off, but I'm getting closer. I just got to make sure the time is right now, so...
Yeah, I truly appreciate that you replied to my message today, and I'm glad that we are in business again, and hopefully we'll talk
again. Well, we were never not in business, so we'll just keep it that. We were never not in business. I had to get it worked out.
All right, sure. So what I'll do is I'll speak with the billing, and you'll receive an email shortly with an hour, and then whenever you decide tomorrow, we'll talk again.
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect, sir. Have a good evening.
Yep, bye.
Bye.